I'm going to give you an overview of the business environment lectures that I'm going to give you and the work I'm going to ask you to do. I'll try and relate what I have to say as much as possible to project management, managing projects in all kinds of industries. So the central topic I'm going to look at is globalization. And I'm going to look at the evolution of the global economy, mainly from around beginning in 1970 with the beginning of the revolution in finance that started, I think, in the post-war period at least, with the deregulation of exchange rates by the Nixon administration in the United States. This happened in the early 1970s when the dollar was floated against other currencies. I'm going to look then at how the global economy evolved from that period through to the present day. And I'll in particular look at the role of the financial system in the evolution of the global economy, and look at the role of the financial system, the global financial system, in relation to project management. And particularly, I look at the relationships that banks have with businesses and how banks and the financial system generally provides finance for business, both for initial investments and for meeting cash flow shortages. Because typically in businesses, costs are incurred before receipts come in. So I look at also, when I'm talking about the evolution of the global economy, I look also at the ups and downs of the economic cycle, particularly the ups and downs that began in the early 21st century. I want to give Russia a prominent place in the story of the global economy, particularly the Russian situation now, when I think the economy is facing three problems: the problem of fall in the oil price, a problem of sanctions for various reasons, and a problem of stagflation. With respect, I'll talk about all these things separately, but with respect to the price of oil, that necessarily leads to the problem of fossil fuels and the problem of global warming. And it's very interesting the extent to which economics and politics interchange, and the interdependence between economics, politics, and the technological revolution. One of the characteristics of this new phase of globalization, which I'll say began in the late 20th century, is the emergence of emerging nations, the emerging nations that are summarized by the acronym BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But also what you find is that you've got new groups of nations emerging in Southeast Asia and in Latin America. Now, globalization is a quite an ambiguous phenomenon, because within, you know, globalization has produced a lot of homogeneity, particularly in the goods people consume, in fashions, in the media that they watch. And of course, the internet and the World Wide Web has accelerated this homogeneity and uniformity that's happened in the global economy. So, you know, when I go to cities like Moscow, or I go to Beijing, or I go to Saratov, or I go to Paris, or Berlin, or Tokyo, or Melbourne, I see the same kind of shops, the same kind of fashions, and the same kind of media, television, the internet, and so on. So there's a great deal of homogeneity been produced by the global economy. But in the same way, we've had a growth of regionalism, the importance of the European Union and the ASEAN countries in Southeast Asia, and so on. So globalization has proceeded alongside regionalization, and indeed regionalization is part of the globalization process.